This news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. As well as Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A 15-year-old Bad Axe resident has died following an early Sunday morning e-bike crash in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, deputies were notified around 4:40 a.m. after McLaren Hospital reported that the teen had been brought in by a parent following the accident. Investigators say the crash happened on the grounds of a business off M-142 in Verona Township, where the rider reportedly struck a cable on the property. Preliminary findings indicate the crash occurred around 3 a.m. Two people were riding e-bikes at the time of the incident. Authorities say the teen later died from medical complications related to the crash. Investigators do not believe foul play was involved, and the investigation remains ongoing. Additional information will be released on thumbnet.net as it becomes available. A first-of-its-kind ballot issue in the Thumb will be on Huron County ballots during the Tuesday, August 4th election, along with standard requests for millage and funding seats. The ballot issue is a host community agreement that completes the language of zoning. The townships of Bingham, Bloomfield, Brookfield, Dwight, Fairhaven, Gore, Grant, Hume, Lincoln, McKinley, Rubicon, Sebring, Sheridan, Siegel, and Windsor will have the host community issue on their ballots along with some other standard ballot requests. The host community agreement requires utility-scale solar and battery storage developers to execute a host of community agreement and to submit a project completion report to townships that they have an agreement in place. The concept of the proposals to develop rules that would ensure oversight of large green energy products and to ensure compensation. Under Michigan law, the communities that have such an agreement regarding green energy development projects is a legal agreement. The townships that have the agreement that is approved by voters have a legal agreement that's enforceable on future projects and that requires a developer to pay the county $2,000 per megawatt when a green energy operation starts. Having such an agreement in place allows a township to be able to negotiate some terms with an energy company. When state lawmakers enacted PA 233, it took control away and gave it to the Public Service Commission of the state of Michigan. Having a host community agreement helps to restore some local control with a financial benefit. For a better understanding of the ordinance's amendments, they're available online at www.co.huron.mi.us. The polls will be open Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And a Sanilac County contractor's entered guilty pleas in a construction fraud case involving multiple unfinished building projects and more than $135,000 in court-ordered restitution. Jason Keyes, age 43, owner of Keyes Construction, pleaded guilty in 24th Circuit Court to 13 misdemeanor counts of larceny by conversion involving amounts between $200 and $1,000. Under a plea agreement with Sanilac County Prosecutor's Office, 13 felony counts of contract or fraudulent use of funds will be dismissed if Keyes successfully completes 2 years of probation. As part of the sentence, Keyes was ordered to pay $135,772 in restitution to the victims. He also received credit for time already served in jail, and as a condition of probation, is prohibited from having direct access to another person's money. During court proceedings, property owners testified that Keyes failed to complete several projects after receiving payment, and that subcontractors hired to perform work on these homes were left unpaid. If Keyes violates the terms of his probation, the agreement prosecutors are allowed to pursue the previously filed felony charges. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With McKenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of Bed Axe, or go to mckenziejewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bed Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bed Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bed Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Authorities in Twin Falls, Idaho, have identified the gunman responsible for a shooting at a local fast food restaurant that left four people dead, including the shooter, and seven others injured. Law enforcement officials praised an off-duty police officer and an armed private citizen whose immediate intervention diverted the shooter away from crowded areas, likely preventing further loss of life. Investigators believe the gunman acted entirely alone, though a motive remains under investigation. Community vigils are being organized across Twin Falls to support the victims' families. Local authorities have requested federal forensic assistance to process evidence from the crime scene. And seven key OPEC nations have formally agreed to raise their collective oil production cap by 188,000 barrels per day beginning in September. The decision was finalized following a virtual summit of energy ministers evaluating global supply chain stability and shifting consumer demand patterns. Member nations, including Iraq, Kuwait, and Oman, will implement proportional quota adjustments to steady market balances. Energy traders noted the modest output boost aims to cushion global supply squeezes while preventing market volatility. Crude benchmarks settled slightly lower following the joint output announcement. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bed Axe Shopping Center of Bed Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bed Axe. The Thumb's only used car dealer with full-line service department.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.